The lesson where my feature branch is a mess becomes a clean, reviewable story. You've been heads down on a feature for 3 days, 12 commits. Half of them are BYP, some say fix typo. One says, I think this works now. Another says, actually fix the same typo I tried to fix earlier. You're done with the feature. It works. Tests pass. You're ready to open a PR. You also know, looking at your branch, that no reviewer is going to thank you for this commit history. They're going to either tell you to clean it up or grit their teeth and review the whole diff as one undifferentiated blob. You have a choice. You can leave the history as is, or you can spend 10 minutes turning 12 messy commits into 4 clean ones that each tell part of the story. Add data model. Wire up the API endpoint. Add the UI form. Add tests. Each commit reviewable on its own. Each commit a reasonable rollback point. The tool that lets you do that is Interactive Rebase, Git Rebase with the interactive flag. The I stands for interactive, and what it does is let you replay your branch's commits one at a time with the chance to edit, combine, drop, reword, or reorder each one along the way. L12 is the deep treatment of rebase. We touched it lightly in L5, when you used it to keep your feature branch on top of an advancing main, and L9, when we contrasted rebase merge workflows with merge workflows. Now we get into the actual mechanics, the patterns, the recovery moves, and the one hard rule you cannot break. L12 closes phase 3. After L12, we cross into phase 4, the multi-agent territory. Quick recap, what plain rebase does. Before getting interactive, a fast review of plain rebase. You have a feature branch off's main. While you were working, main advanced. Your branch is now based on an old commit. If you merge main into your branch, you get a merge commit in your history. If you rebase your branch onto main, your commits are replayed on top of the new main as if you had always been working on top of the latest. Mechanically, Git rewinds your branch to where it diverged from main, fast forwards your branch pointer to the tip of main, then replays each of your commits on top one by one. Each replayed commit gets a new shay because its parent changed. Your branch ends up linear. Latest main to your commit 1 to your commit 2 to head. If a replayed commit conflicts with main, rebase pauses. You resolve, run git add, then continue the rebase or abort to give up. Plain rebase is non-interactive. It just replays every commit in order, no chance to edit them. Interactive rebase is plain rebase with a stop and let me edit step inserted at the start. What interactive rebase adds? The reference shown means the commit 5 back from where I am now. So this command says, take the last 5 commits and let me edit them as I replay them. When you run this, Git opens your text editor with a to-do list that looks something like, each line is a commit, listed oldest first. Note, this is the opposite of Git log, which is newest first. Each line starts with an action keyword. Pick is the default. You edit the file. You change keywords. You reorder lines. You delete lines. You save and close the editor. Git then replays the commits according to your edited to-do list, the action keywords. Pick, replay this commit as is, no changes, this is the default. Reword, or R, replay the commit but stop and let you edit the commit message before continuing. Use this to fix unclear messages. Edit, or E, replay the commit but pause after replaying and let you make changes to the working tree. Add files, change the diff. Then you amend the commit and continue the rebase. Use this to retroactively fix what's in a commit. E.g., you forgot to include a file. Squash or S. Combine this commit into the previous one. The two commits merge into one. Git opens the editor with both commit messages so you can write a new combined message. Use this to merge related commits into a single coherent unit. fix up or vui, same as squash, but discard this commit's message. The combined commit uses only the previous commit's message. Use this for oops, fix typo, commits, where the message doesn't add value. Drop or D, delete this commit entirely. Its changes are removed. Use carefully. This is destructive, though recoverable via reflog. Exec or X, run a shell command after this commit, e.g., run tests. If the command exits non-zero, the rebase pauses. Useful for run tests after every commit during rebase patterns. Break or B, pause the rebase here for any reason. You can poke around, run commands, then continue the rebase when ready. Reordering, just move the lines around. Git replays in the new order. A concrete worked example, the messy feature branch. You start with, you want to end with four clean commits. Add data model, which includes the model and the form structure. Wire up API endpoint. Add UI form. Add tests. You edit the to-do list. Wait, that's not quite right. The spike had model code and some form bits, and the second WIP added more form fields. Let me think again. Okay, new plan. Squash the spike and the form commits together. Keep both messages temporarily, then rewrite. Drop the typo fix into the form commit. Rename to clean messages. Save. Git starts replaying. A8D12E22 is reworded. Editor opens. You change the message to add data model and form scaffold. Save. 7F9A44B is fixed up into the previous commit. No editor opens. The combined commits message is still add data model and form scaffold. C5B2SWF1 is fixed up into the same combined commit. Same result. E1D99S4 is reworded. Editor opens. You change the message to wire up API endpoint for form submission. Save. FE5D23A is reworded. Editor opens. You change the message to add tests for data model, form, and API. Save. Done. Your branch now has three clean commits. Add data model and form scaffold wire up API endpoint for form submission, add tests for data model, form, and API. Each one reviewable, each one a reasonable rollback point. Hooray! You can also do this in finer-grained pieces by using edit to retroactively split a commit. But for most cleanup, squash plus reword is enough. The fix-up and auto-squash workflow. The pattern above, interactive rebase before opening a PR, is reactive. You let the mess accumulate, then clean it at the end. A more proactive pattern keeps the mess from accumulating in the first place. It's called fix-up commits with auto-squash. The idea. As you work, when you realize a previous commit needs a small tweak, you forgot a comma, missed a variable rename, don't make a new commit called fix typo from earlier commit. Instead, make a commit using the fix-up flag. Where the hash shown is the SHA of the commit you're tweaking. Git creates a commit whose message is the word fix-up, an exclamation mark, and the original commit message. That fix-up bang prefix is a marker. Later, before opening a PR, you run. The auto-squash flag tells Git to auto-rearrange your fix-up commits next to their targets and pre-fill the fix-up action in the to-do list. You just confirm and save. The fix-up commits get squashed automatically. The full flow. This is the most efficient cleanup pattern once you internalize it. The cost is one extra flag, the fix-up flag. The benefit is no last-minute cleanup sprint before opening the PR. To make this even smoother, set. Now an interactive Git rebase onto main automatically does auto-squash without the explicit flag. Many developers consider this a near-required config, rebase conflicts. Just like plain rebase, interactive rebase can hit conflicts during replay. The conflict handling pattern is the same. Three options. Resolve the conflict in the file, then run git add and continue the rebase. Skip the rebase. Skip this commit entirely. Its changes are lost. Abort the rebase. Give up the whole rebase. Return to the pre-rebase state. Conflict resolution during rebase uses the same process as merge conflict resolution, L7. The conflict markers look the same. The tools, your editor or a merge tool like vimdiff, meld, VS Code's conflict UI, work the same. One subtlety, when rebasing, conflicts can happen on each commit in the replay. So if commit one conflicts and you resolve it, commit two might also conflict against a now modified context. Rebase pauses again, you resolve again, and so on. If a rebase has many conflicts, sometimes the right move is to abort and approach it differently. Squash to fewer commits first, locally, then rebase the squashed version, where there's only one conflict to resolve instead of n. The hard rule, don't rebase published commits. This is the one part of rebase that has bitten every developer at least once. The rule, if you have pushed a commit to a shared branch, don't rebase it. Why? Rebase rewrites history. The original commits, with their original shaches, get replaced with new commits, different shaches. If someone else has already pulled the original commits, their local copy diverges from the new history. When you push the rewritten history, they pull and Git tries to figure out what to do with two conflicting histories. The result is one of a confusing merge between the two histories, extra commits, ugly graph. Your push gets rejected, good outcome, Git stops you. You force push, a Git push with the force flag, overwriting the remote with your new history, and your teammate's next pull fails, or worse, succeeds, but their local work is now based on commits that no longer exist on the remote, they have to recover by hand. The corollary, force pushing to a shared branch, like main, is one of the most dangerous things you can do in Git. Most teams forbid force push to main entirely via branch protection rules on GitHub/GitLab. Force pushing to your own feature branch is fine and expected, especially when cleaning up before PR review. When is it safe to rebase? Your local branch that you haven't pushed yet? Fully safe. Your feature branch that you've pushed but nobody else has pulled? Safe. But use the force with least flag, not plain force, to be defensive. Any branch you have explicit team agreement to rewrite, e.g., some teams use rebase your feature branch before merging as a workflow, with everyone aware. Fine, with care. When is it absolutely not safe to rebase? The shared main or master or trunk branch. Don't do this, ever. Long-lived release branches that multiple teams pull from. Any commit that someone else has built work on top of. The force with lease safety net. When you do need to force push a rebased feature branch because you cleaned up history, use the force with lease flag instead of the plain force flag. The difference? Force with lease only overwrites the remote if the remote is still at the commit you last fetched. If someone else has pushed to the branch since your last fetch, your push is rejected and you get a chance to investigate before overwriting their work. The plain force flag doesn't check. It just overwrites. If your teammate just pushed a critical fix to your shared feature branch and you force push your rebase, their fix is gone, recoverable via reflog, but a panicky few minutes. The discipline. If you find yourself reaching for a force push, stop and reach for a force with least push instead. The extra check costs nothing in the normal case and saves your teammate when something unusual is happening. Recovery. When a rebase goes wrong. You started a rebase. Things got messy. You're not sure how to get out. Here's the toolkit. Mid-rebase, give up, returns the working tree and head to where they were before you started the rebase. Safest move when you're stuck. Already finished the rebase? Want to go back? The reflog has your back. The reflog records every move head made, regardless of whether commits are reachable via branches. Output looks like the reflog entry 5 steps back is before the rebase started. To return to that exact state, your branch is back to its pre-rebase state. All your messy commits are restored. The rebase is undone. Caveat: a hard reset is destructive of working tree changes. It discards anything not committed. Don't run it with uncommitted work you care about. If you have uncommitted work, stash it first. Already force-pushed the rebased version, then realized it was wrong. If you, or someone, still has the old pre-rebase commits locally via reflog, you can reset to the old version and force-push back. This is the I made it worse, then I made it worse again recovery. It works, but is awkward. The remedy is to be more careful with force-push in the first place. When rebase is right versus when merge is right. Revisited. L5 and L9 introduce this trade-off. L12 adds nuance. Use rebase when you're cleaning up your own feature branch before PR review. Most common use. Your team has agreed on a linear history convention and rebase your feature on top of main is the merge style. You're catching your feature branch up to main as you work. Rebase periodically. Force push your feature branch as needed using force with lease. You want a clean, linear story when someone reads git log later. Use merge when the branch you're integrating has been pushed and others are looking at it. Don't rewrite published history. You want to preserve the literal, honest history. This branch was developed in parallel with main. The merge commit shows when it joined. You're integrating long-lived branches, release branches, infrastructure migrations, where the parallel development story matters for future debugging. Your team prefers merge commit workflows for the audit trail or because of CI release tooling that depends on merge commits. The L9 framing summarized GitHub flow means rebase before merge, clean linear history. Git flow means merge, preserve branch story for developer release hotfix audit trails. Trunk-based development means squash and merge or rebase, very short feature lifetimes, clean main. Forking workflow means cherry pick or rebase, depending on the maintainer's preference. Worked example 1, cleaning up before PR review. Setup. You've been working on a feature branch named feature/customer search for 2 days. A one-line git log of that branch shows 7 commits. You want a clean 3-commit version for the PR, add customer search query, add database index, add tests. Step 1. Make sure you're on the right branch and have committed everything. No dirty working tree. Step 2. Start the interactive rebase from main. Editor opens with all 6 commits between main and head, oldest first. Step 3. Edit the to-do list to your plan. Wait, that doesn't quite match. The refactor and search basics overlap conceptually. Let me replan. Save and close. Step 4. Git starts replaying. E2F3G4H. Editor opens. You change hack use customers table to add customer search query. Save. D9E0F1G. Fixed up into previous. No editor. C5D7E8F. Fixed up into previous. No editor. A8C9DUE. Fixed up into previous. No editor. B1Me3F4G, editor opens, you change WIP index work to add database index for customer search. Save. 4F3A2B1, editor opens, you change YP more tests to add tests for customer search query and index. Save. Step 5, done. A one-line git log of the branch now shows 3 clean commits, each one reviewable. Step 6. Force push with lease and open the PR. Open the PR. Reviewer sees 3 coherent commits instead of 7 messy ones. PR review is faster and more thorough because the diff is digestible. Worked example 2, the fix up and auto squash flow during development. Setup, you're starting a new feature. You decide to keep the history clean as you go using fix up. When the editor opens, the to-do list is already arranged. You just save the file as is. Git replays, applying the fix-ups automatically. Final history. Clean from the start. No last-minute cleanup needed. Worked example 3. rebase conflict during a long feature. Setup. You've been on a feature branch for a week. Main has moved forward by 60 commits. You want to catch up. After replaying your first commit, conflict. You open the billing source file. You see conflict markers. The conflict is between your commit's change and main's recent refactor of the billing module. You resolve carefully, perhaps consulting a teammate familiar with the recent refactor. Then, Git applies your next commit. Another conflict, but smaller. Your code referenced an old function name. You update to the new name. Continue. After three more conflicts, in different files, the rebase finishes. Your branch is now based on the latest main with all your commits replayed in order. You force push. If the rebase had been too painful, say 20 conflicts because main refactored half the code base, you might have aborted the rebase and chosen a different approach. Merge main into your branch instead. Preserves the linear story of when the merge happened, accepts a merge commit in the history. Worked example 4. The I rebased main by mistake recovery. Setup. You're on main. You see a few WIP commits in the log that someone added by mistake. You think, I'll just clean these up real quick and run. You squash a couple of commits and save. The rebase completes. You're feeling clever. Then your teammate slacks you. Did you just push to main? My branch is broken. You realize you rewrote main's history. Even before pushing, you've broken local main. If you push with the force flag, you'll break it for everyone. Recovery, before pushing. Main is restored. Don't push. Apologize to teammate. Lesson learned. Recovery, after pushing force. You and the team need to coordinate. The remote main now has the rewritten history. Anyone who had pulled before your push has the old history locally. The simplest recovery. Someone who has the old history locally does a force with least push to restore the old history. Everyone else pulls the restored version. Anyone who pulled the broken version in between needs to reset their main to the restored remote. This is a few hours of confusion at minimum. And a real chance someone loses work in the chaos. Avoid getting here. Use branch protection on main. Most platforms support no force push rules. Use force with lease instead of plain force. Triple check the branch before rebasing. A note for experienced developers. If you're coming from Mercurial, HEHISTEDIT is the equivalent of interactive Git rebase. Same concept, same actions. Mercurial's HE rebase is the equivalent of plain Git rebase. The mental model transfers directly. The published history rule is similar. Mercurial's public phase prevents rewriting commits that have been pushed. If you're coming from SVN, there's no SVN equivalent of rebase. SVN history is immutable from the developer's perspective. Cleaning up before commit means using local patches. Save the diff to a patch file, edit, reapply, which is much heavier. The Git ability to freely rewrite local history is one of the things SVN users most appreciate when they switch. If you're coming from Perforce, P4, obliterate removes commits from history, but is an admin operation and not really used for cleanup. The Git style, rewrite my local branch freely, push the clean version pattern doesn't have a direct P4 equivalent. P4 users often do branch cleanup by redoing their work as a single shelved change list. The general principle, Git's willingness to let you rewrite local history is a powerful feature, with the inviolable rule, don't rewrite history other people have pulled. Most other VCSs either forbid rewriting entirely, SVN tuon, P or scope it carefully. Mercurial's public phase. Git puts the responsibility on you, a useful frame for managers and technical product managers. When your engineers talk about rebasing or cleaning up the branch before PR, here's the gist. Clean commit history matters for review velocity. A PR with three clean commits, add data model, wire up API, add tests, gets reviewed faster and more thoroughly than a PR with 12 WIP commits. Reviewers can read each commit independently, suggest changes per commit, and trust that each commit is a reasonable rollback point. Rebase is local cleanup, not a code change. When an engineer says, "I rebased before opening the PR," they didn't change the final state of the code. They just reorganized the history of how they got there. The PR's diff is the same. The force push to main failure mode is real and costly. When an engineer accidentally force pushes to a shared branch and rewrites history, the team loses 2 to 4 hours of recovery time, sometimes more, and there's a risk of lost work. The most important guardrail is branch protection on main Y master / trunk that forbids force pushes from anyone. Most platforms support this. It should be turned on for every protected branch. The rebase versus merge choice is workflow philosophy, not technical correctness. Different teams legitimately prefer different histories. Linear, rebase, merge reads cleaner. Branched, merge, commit preserves the honest parallel development story. Pick one as a team and document it. Either works. For TPM specifically, the cleanup before PR pattern is a real-time investment for engineers, 10-30 minutes per feature. If your team prioritizes PR throughput over commit history quality, encourage squash and merge at the platform level. This collapses all of a feature's commits into one when merged, regardless of how messy the feature branch was. Engineers don't have to clean up. The platform does it at merge time. The trade-off: you lose the per-commit story inside the feature, but you get a tidy main and zero cleanup overhead. Many teams find this a good trade. A foreshadowing note for phase 4. In phase 4, L13, L16, we'll see that AI agents working in parallel often produce many small commits as they explore. The fix-up and auto-squash pattern used by the lead at integration time is how you turn a fleet's exploratory commits into clean, reviewable units. The hard rule about not rewriting published history still applies. The lead rebases locally before pushing, never after. But the cleanup volume per session is often high. L14 will walk through the specific patterns. Concrete scenarios across team scales. Startup, three-person team, single product, heavy use of rebase. Small team, fast PR turnaround. Everyone comfortable with the local cleanup pattern. Rebase your branch on main and force push before opening the PR is often the documented norm. No team-wide review of the why, just the convention, but the practice is uniform. Squash and merge at the platform level is common backup. If someone forgets to clean up, the merge collapses it anyway. Branch protection on main is essential. Force pushes forbidden. Without it, an early stage team can lose hours to a single accidental rebase plus force push. Mid-size company, 50-person engineering team. Mixed. Some teams use rebase clean before PR, others use squash and merge. A few use plain merge commits. Often the choice is per team or per boss before repo, documented in the repo's contributing.md. Engineers occasionally hit the rebase public history failure. Recovery is usually quick because the team is small enough that everyone can sync up in a Slack thread, but it's an annoyance. Interactive rebase is taught as part of onboarding for new hires. The fix-up and auto-squash flow is often a secret pro tip that more experienced engineers introduce informally. Open source project with many external contributors. Force pushing to maintainer-controlled branches is forbidden by platform protection rules. Maintainers may rebase contributor per branches at merge time via rebase and merge button on GitHub or by hand on harder PRs. Contributors are expected to clean up their PR branch before submission and may be asked to do another cleanup pass during review. Interactive rebase is treated as a normal expected skill. Newcomer guides cover it. Some projects have automation that detects messy PRs and asks for cleanup. Multi-agent team, 6 agents working in parallel. The lead does most of the rebase work. Agents commit freely, small, often, to their own branches. At integration time, the lead pulls each agent's branch, runs interactive rebase to clean up the agent's commits into reviewable units, then merges or cherry-picks the cleaned versions into the integration branch. Agents themselves rarely do interactive rebase. They commit straightforwardly and let the lead handle history hygiene. The published history rule applies the same way. The lead rebases locally before pushing the integration branch, never after. The stay calm psychology for rebase. Two things to internalize. One, the reflog is your safety net. No rebase action is permanent. The reflog records every commit your head has touched, even ones that aren't reachable from any branch anymore. If you do something wrong, git reflog shows you every state head was in, and a hard reset to any reflog entry returns to that state. This is true for 90 days by default, the reflog's expiry. You essentially can't lose work to a rebase mistake unless you wait 3 months before noticing. Two, the published history rule is the only inviolable one. Everything else about rebase is style and convenience. You can rebase or not rebase. You can squash heavily or lightly. You can edit commit messages or leave them alone. None of these decisions can cause irreparable damage. The only operation that can cause real, lasting harm is force pushing rewritten history to a shared branch. If you avoid that, if you never force push to main and you use force with lease on your own branches, you can't break anything that isn't recoverable. The combination of these two mental models is the unlock. Aggressively use rebase for local cleanup, defensively use force with lease for your own branches, and absolutely never rewrite shared history. What you can do now? You can use an interactive git rebase over the last N commits to clean up your local commits before opening a PR. Apply pick, reword, squash, fix up, drop, and reordering to turn messy WIP commits into clean, reviewable history. Use git commit with the fix up flag during development and an interactive git rebase with auto squash at cleanup time to maintain clean history as you work. Resolve rebase conflicts the same way as merge conflicts. Markers, resolve, run git add. Continue the rebase. Recover from a rebase gone wrong by aborting, mid rebase, or doing a hard reset to a reflog entry, post rebase. Recognize the don't rebase published history rule and apply it with force with lease for your own branches. Choose between rebase and merge for a given situation using the team policy framing from L9. Phase 3 closes here. L9, team workflows, gave you the macro, which workflow your team uses to integrate work. L10, releases and tags, gave you the marker mechanism, how to formalize we released V2.0. L11, cherry pick and stash, gave you the surgical tools for backports and context switches. L12, rebase, deeper, gave you the history cleanup tools and the rules around rewriting. Together, the four lessons cover everything most engineering teams use day to day in their production workflow. After L12, you should be able to drop into nearly any team's Git practice, GitHub flow, Git flow, trunk-based, forking, and contribute productively from day one. What's next in phase 4? L13, work trees and parallel agents, crosses into the multi-agent territory. Work trees let you have multiple working directories from a single clone, each on a different branch. The substrate for parallel AI agents, and also a useful tool for human developers doing complex multi-context work. L13 is also the first lesson without a V1 equivalent in most existing Git curricula. L14 builds on L13 with multi-agent integration patterns. L15 covers AI-authored commits and PRs, co-authorship conventions, what the human review changes. L16 closes the track with a speculative but grounded look at where Git might evolve in an AI collaborative world. Voice anchor, carried from L1, L11. Git stores snapshots, Every other command is just navigating those snapshots. Rebase replays a sequence of snapshots onto a new base, creating new snapshots along the way. Interactive Rebase lets you decide which snapshots to keep, combine, or drop before the replay. The reflog records every snapshot head has touched, so you can always navigate back to any prior state. None of it is magic. Once you see the snapshot model, every rebase action is just snapshot bookkeeping.